This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. And now to the great spoiler debate. Media outlets, pop culture blogs, TV recappers, and friends on Facebook are all potential spoilers for others who have yet to see a blockbuster or a TV show. Should anyone expect restraint? Global social media thrives on the potential for discussion in real time, no matter the time zone. Should you just avoid them altogether if you don't want a plot twist to be spoiled? What is the spoiler etiquette? Well, Vulture recently ran a poll on these very questions, and TV critic Matt Zoller Seitz wrote about the problem and the poll results for Vulture.com. And spoiler alert, we may be talking about some big plot twists, so if you need to catch up on your shows, now's your chance to tune out. Matt, you are editor-in-chief of RogerEbert.com and TV critic for New York Magazine. Have you been chastised for revealing spoilers?
Like every day of my life, yeah. The funny thing about that is I'm pretty conscientious about spoilers, but I'm chastised if I'm upfront about what happens in a movie, and I also get chastised if I'm being pretty vague. Give you one example. I was discussing a movie called The Vanishing online a few years ago, which came out in 1991, and I talked about the ending of that movie, which is a pretty horrific ending, and somebody on Twitter got mad at me and unfollowed me for saying what happened at the end of a movie that came out in 1991. On the other end of the scale, though, I'm just going to say it, there's a character who was dead who came back from the dead on Game of Thrones. My outlet of Vulture, which is the blog of New York Magazine, tweeted out a link to my article that I'd written about it. And there was a picture of the character in question lying on a slab with his eyes open. And everybody got really upset. And this was an article that ran almost a full day after that revelation happened. People were mad about it. People were really mad. They said, I haven't had a chance to watch the show yet. I can't believe you gave that away. And at first I was resistant. And I said, well, we kind of all knew that this was going to happen. Like, this isn't like one of those out of nowhere, nobody could have seen it coming twists. It was something they had been preparing for about a year. And the very moment that I was being chastised on Twitter for giving it away, Entertainment Weekly was posting a picture of their cover, which had a photograph of this actor talking about the fact that his character was alive. Now, I will say that they do have a point. It's kind of unforgiving, this new environment where you have social media that thrive on instantaneous discussion, Twitter in particular, which is like an instant reaction. But the problem with that is the East Coast gets to see things first. People on the Pacific Coast have to wait. And if they're on Twitter, they're going to get spoiled. But what am I supposed to do about that? I live in New York. Do I have to wait until the end of the West Coast airing to discuss it? That doesn't seem fair. There's 126 million people on the East Coast. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, that's part of the funny thing about this. I mean, there must have been about 87,000 blog posts wondering what was going to happen to the character of Jon Snow. And a lot of people responding when
it happened. You said his name. You know that's a spoiler, right?
Oh, okay. God, I'm so sorry.
I'm kidding.
So is spoiler alert warning not enough to cover it anymore?
No, and I'm not sure that it ever was, because everybody's definition of a spoiler is different. There are people who believe that saying what happens does not ruin a show, does not ruin a movie, does not ruin a book or a play or anything else. I got to tell you, 90% of the time I'm one of those people, because those people don't watch to see what happens next. They watch to see why things happen. They watch for character motivation. They watch for the storytelling, the filmmaking, or what have you. And I am mostly one of those people. And I do like to see things fresh. I do like to have the same experience as everybody else, where I don't see something coming and then I go, wow, I can't believe they did that. But if that's not possible, if somebody has told me a key piece of information, I don't feel like they ruined it. And I think the word spoiler is a little weird, because it does make us seem like we're all kids, like you spoiled it for me. Like, meaning the thing has no, you know what I mean? But everybody watches things differently, so I try to make allowances for that. There are people who place higher value on plot than they do on characterization, atmosphere, filmmaking, or any other kind of aesthetic value. And I try to be cognizant of that, and not tell people, oh, you're watching it wrong, and not be malicious about saying, oh, yeah, well, so-and-so is so-and-so's father.
Well, since there are no rules, Vulture put it to its users, and the results are in. First question, what is the appropriate amount of time to wait before discussing the contents of a new TV episode?
Well, the thing that shocked me was 27% of people said that it was okay to discuss it immediately when it first airs on the East Coast.
Hmm.
And then there were another almost quarter of people who said, wait until it finishes airing on the West Coast. Less than 20% said, wait 24 hours. When you add all that up, you've got more than half of the respondents of this poll, and we got over 5,000 people responding to this poll. More than half of those people said, if you wait 24 hours to discuss a major plot twist on a television show on social media, you're in the clear. Nobody has a right to yell at you for giving away the fact that Jon Snow is back from the dead 24 hours after Game of Thrones aired. So that was a great relief to me, because I was actually getting yelled at for talking about it on social media 2 and even 3 days after it happened.
What should be the etiquette on spoilers of TV plot twists and blockbuster movies? Well, Matt Zoller Seitz is with us. He writes for RogerEbert.com and he's TV critic for New York Magazine, which publishes Vulture. And Vulture put it to readers in a poll to answer these questions about spoilers. Matt is running through some of the results with us. So that's episodic television, which, you know, runs on the East Coast and then trickles through the rest of the country, hitting the West Coast 3 hours later. How about major movie plot twists? Film marketers make such a big deal about what happens on opening day. When is it okay to discuss a spoiler there?
Well, in that case, understandably, I think people ask for a little bit more time. We're talking about 22% of people said that it was okay to discuss what happened in a movie that opened that day on social media. But another, really about 50% of people agreed that you really ought to wait about a week. Like if you wait about a week to talk about who lived and who died in the new Star Wars movie or Marvel film or whatever, you're probably not going to get chastised for spoiling something. This seems fair to me, because movies, unlike television, if you have television, it's in your home, and you know when things are on. The show times don't change, and if you miss it, whether by choice or because of reasons beyond your control, well, tough. But movies are something you have to make a point of going out to see, so I think there should be a longer spoiler window on that.
And then a very small percentage said never discuss. So we're guessing that the guy who stopped following you on Twitter for revealing The Vanishing must have been among them.
Yeah, maybe so. It's even been worse than that. I got chastised for revealing the ending of a movie called The Parallax View, which came out in 1974. 1974. Yeah, and this was a friend of mine, and he said, "Thanks a lot."
Well, can we all assume that we know what happened at the end of The Sixth Sense or The Usual Suspects? Fair game.
Well, The Sixth Sense is a kind of a funny story. That was a quote unquote spoiled for me back in 1997 when Entertainment Weekly did an article about the twist ending. And I was a subscriber to Entertainment Weekly, and the magazine came in the mail, and I was flipping through the magazine, and I saw about that ending of The Sixth Sense, and then parentheses, it said, you know, something like, spoiler alert if you don't want to know how it ends. And I didn't, because I hadn't seen it yet. So I turned the page, and as I turned the page, my eye happened to fall on the exact sentence where they revealed the ending, purely at random. And I was a little annoyed, but then I went to see the movie, and here's the funny thing. I really enjoyed the movie. I went into The Sixth Sense knowing the twist, and I enjoyed the movie, and I thought, to me, it was just a psychological drama about a guy who was dead and was in denial about it.
The other question here is what you brought up. Okay, so here was another poll question, one that you brought up earlier. Whose responsibility is it? If you want to avoid spoilers, should you just stay off social media altogether? What were the results?
Well, this was another area where I was kind of surprised. About a quarter of people said that the responsibility to protect or avoid spoilers rested with a combination of people who hadn't seen the thing in question and those who had. In other words, if you are on Twitter or Facebook and you don't know what happened on your favorite show, which aired, you know, 2 hours ago, 3 hours ago, a day ago, or hasn't aired yet in your time zone, you need to be aware that this might happen. So that part of the responsibility is yours, but part of the responsibility should also be your friends or the people you follow on Twitter or whatever, who know that not everybody might have seen this. Maybe practicing a little bit of circumspection for the first 3 hours or the first 24 hours or whatever might be in your best interest if you don't want to antagonize people. However, another about quarter of people said it's entirely the responsibility of the person who hasn't seen the thing. This dovetailed really nicely with the response to another question that we asked. We said, respond to this question. If you haven't seen a show, film, sporting event, whatever, you should stay off social media until you have. 76% of people agreed with that. 76%, over three quarters of people agreed with that, that it is that you should stay off social media if you're really that concerned about having a plot twist, the outcome of a game, whatever, spoiled for you. I think what we're seeing here is an acknowledgement that technology has changed, the world has changed. It may not be a positive change. It may not be a negative change, but it is a fact. It is a fact, and the genie is not going to go back into the bottle. And I think that's probably true.
Well, Matt, the people have spoken. What do you think? Are you going to abide?
Well, I've tried to be, at least in my own mind, sensitive to people who are spoiler sensitive. And I'm going to continue to be. But that said, I'm going to be a lot less tolerant of people who chastise me for giving away something that happens on a television show that aired 24 hours ago on the East Coast, or a film that opened 1 week before the discussion that I'm having on Twitter because of this poll. And I also think that I'm going to be on the lookout for changes in how television shows are distributed. There are already options on some streaming services and cable channels to watch things that are airing on the East Coast if you live on the West Coast. Like if the airtime is 8 o'clock, you can watch it at 5 o'clock on the West Coast. And increasingly, I think we're going to be moving into a simultaneous media universe where just everybody sees things at the same time if they so choose. And I think something like, you know, when Beyonce dropped Lemonade, her video album, she did it without warning, but if she had warned people, hey, this thing is going to drop at X time on X day, people could have watched it as if it were the premiere of the new season of Game of Thrones, and they could have discussed it in real time. And I think maybe we're headed for that, because I think technology is driving the arts. I think it's always driven the arts, and I think the way we watch the arts, the way we experience entertainment of every kind, including sports, is going to be changed by it. There's nothing we can do about it. We're just going to have to get used to it.
Well, Matt, thank you for the etiquette lesson.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Matt Zoller-Seitz is editor-in-chief of RogerEbert.com and TV critic for New York Magazine, which publishes Vulture. You'll find a link to read his article about spoiler etiquette and the results of Vulture's poll about spoilers at wordofmouthradio.org. And for those who are unabashed about their love of spoilers, we highly recommend Netflix's new feature called Spoiler Roulette. Also a link to that at wordofmouthradio.org.